Salamun alaykum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. The Imam's second piece of advice in the second hikmah of Nahjul Balagha is وَرَضِيَ بِالذُّلِّ مَنْ كَشَفَ عَنْ ذُرِّهِ. He who discloses his hardship agrees to humiliation. Within this advice, Imam is encouraging all of mu'mineen to protect their honor and reputation by refraining from telling others about their personal problems and misfortunes. In Hikmah number 289, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about a mu'min brother of his, highly suspected to be Abu Zar Ghifari, he mentions some of his virtues, and among these is that he would not disclose his hardship to others except when it had already passed. So let's dedicate this session to reviewing this beautiful wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he lovingly praises his companion, thereby encouraging us to be like him. وقال عليه السلام كان لي فيما مضى أخ في الله. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, in the past I had a brother in faith. وكان يعظمه في عيني صغر الدنيا في عيني. And the fact that dunya was small in his eyes made him great in my eyes. وكان خارجا من سلطان بطنه. And the needs of the stomach did not have sway over him. فلا يشتهي ما لا يجد ولا يكثر إذا وجد. He did not long for what he did not get. If he got something, he would not ask for more. وكان أكثر دهره صامتا فإن قال بذ القائلين ونقع غليل السائلين. Most of his time he was silent. If he spoke, he silenced the other speakers and quenched the thirst of questioners. وكان ضعيفا مستضعفا فإن جاء الجد فهو ليث غاب وسل واد. He was weak and feeble, but at the time of fighting he was like the lion of the forest and the serpent of the valley. لا يدلي بحجة حتى يأتي قاضيا. He would not put forth an argument unless he was decisive. وكان لا يلوم أحدا على ما يجد العذر في مثله حتى يسمع اعتذاره. He would not reapproach anyone in an excusable matter unless he had heard the excuse. وكان لا يشكو وجعا إلا عند برئه. He would not speak of any ailment except after its having resolved. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ مَا يَفْعَلُ وَلَا يَقُولُ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُ. He would not say what he would do and would not say what he wouldn't do. Meaning he was a man of action, not just a man of words. وَكَانَ إِذَا غُلِبَ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ لَمْ يُغْلَبْ عَلَى السُّكُوتِ. Even if he could be exceeded in speaking, he could not be excelled in silence. وكان على ما يسمع أحرص منه على أن يتكلم. He was more eager to listen than to speak. وكان إذا بدأه أمران ينظر أيهما أقرب إلى الهوى فيخالف. And if two things confronted him, he would see which one more akin to the longing of the heart, and he would oppose it. At the end, Imam says, these qualities are incumbent upon you. So you should acquire them and excel each other in them. Even if you cannot acquire them fully, you should know that acquiring a part is better than giving up the whole. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.